Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And I'm really excited about this show. I got to do a lot of really cool research this week to put this one together, and I dragged...
By which you mean watch TV.
Watch TV. And I did drag Stephanie into some of it
some
as well.
Of it, yeah.
So today's show, we're going to talk about seven awesome shows on Disney Plus for RV, camping, and outdoor enthusiasts. I'm so geeked out about Disney Plus. I was really excited about it right away. And then I quickly started to realize there's some really good programming for people who love RVs, camping, and the great outdoors. So I thought I'd throw it together into a blog post and a podcast for all of you. And I'm so excited because every single one of these seven recommendations is awesome. Or I should say six of them are, and one of them I think it will be awesome because it hasn't come out yet, but we'll get into that. But before we dive into these seven great shows, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968, offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes. It's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading two-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Recommendation one.
Wait, before you start your recommendations, I want to point out to anybody that doesn't know, because I'm surprised that some people don't know. If you have Verizon Unlimited data plan, you can get an entire year of Disney Plus for free. And I actually know people that have that and didn't know that and signed up for the regular
people
subscription.
Like me?
People like you. I could have. I was like, cancel
that. She was so
that.
Mad at me.
I was like,
and
we
just so, for those of you listening, you're like, what the heck are they talking about? Disney Plus is a streaming service like Netflix.
I don't think anybody's like, what the heck are they talking about?
Intro price is $6.99 a month, and it's just packed with great Disney stuff. So the first recommendation is my favorite, but then the rest of them don't go in any particular order. The documentary Free Solo was the Oscar-winning documentary a few years back. It's about American rock climber Alex Honnold, and it's about his attempt to free solo, meaning climb without ropes, El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. It was one of the two directors was Jimmy Chin, the famous, amazing outdoor photographer. The footage of Yosemite is breathtaking. This film is edge of your seat, intense, nerve-wracking.
It's nauseating.
It's
I
like
couldn't
nauseatingly
even say in the room.
Nerve-wracking. You're on the edge of your
seat. I was in and out
Stephanie
of the room.
Stephanie was walking into that room.
It's so troubling.
And in a sense, you need to be cautious showing this to younger people because at every second, you are wondering if he's going to die.
I mean, like, spoiler alert, he doesn't, right? So
I guess we can spoiler
alert. Well, it is true. I mean, obviously. I don't think that it wouldn't be,
like it wins best
in
picture
Disney,
or best
right,
documentary.
Because the guy dies.
Yeah.
So let's just be, like, you know, but obvious about
but
that.
But also, there's a lot of discussion of other climbers that have died. And
right.
There are so many. I didn't realize. There are so many American rock climbers who do this free solo kind of climbing that have died. There is... not graphic footage of that, but there's a lot of discussion of that.
Right.
But Honnold is so quirky and charming and interesting, and he has this dry sense of humor, and he also has this like very dark, moody side. He's a fascinating character.
Our family talked like through the whole movie. Like it like led to a lot of conversation.
Like life
like,
and
with
death.
The, right.
About whether
like,
this is right.
Like, right.
Like, morally,
we were having a lot of ethical conversations.
You know, should anyone do this? Should the National Park Service let people do this?
It was a very emotional couple hours. In
our house. And I'm not going to tell you how to think about it, but there's a lot to think about. Now, his girlfriend also plays a major role, and she's Cassandra Sani McCandless. And, you know, where he can be this kind of dark, brooding figure, yet humorous and quirky and fun at the same time, she brings a lot of light and warmth into the film and a human side and an emotional side. And the last 5 minutes of this movie, I jumped out of my seat and I was watching the last 5 minutes standing. And I don't ever remember doing that during a movie. It was stressful, intense, amazing.
I just left the room.
And then at the same time, you're getting this aerial footage of Yosemite and El Capitan that's probably never really been captured before by anybody. So I could not recommend this thing enough. Just maybe be a little careful if you've got younger people watching it, because you're going to have some conversations about life and death.
All right, number two, Yellowstone Cubs. Aww.
On the sillier side. Okay, so Yellowstone Cubs is a film from the 1960s by Disney. It's a short film, 47 minutes, and it's about two bear cubs, according to Disney, quote, two bear cubs taking a mischievous tour of Yellowstone National Park. So it's about the journey of Tuffy and Tubby as they go through the park, kind of wreaking havoc all over the park. And that part of the show is quite interesting, and it is cute and charming to watch the bears as they romp around the park. But there's a whole other level to this that was fascinating to me. First of all, there's all this awesome footage of vintage RVs from the 1960s. So it's just like, if you're into vintage RVs at all, like we both are, and like a lot of you probably are, there's so many cool ones in this documentary. Also, vintage cars, just vintage footage of people camping, even just the way they dress for these national park trips. So interesting. But the other thing I found super fascinating about Yellowstone Cubs is the attitude that the narrator has towards people feeding the bears, approaching the bears. It was, and you're seeing real footage of this. I mean, they're showing real footage of people walking up to bears in Yellowstone National Park. Now we know a fed bear is a dead bear, but back then people were pretty crazy with how close they got to wildlife. And the narrator just kind of acts like it's kind of goofy and fun and bemusing. So this shows you an older generation's attitude towards wildlife in the national parks that we don't have anymore.
Well, not because we're any better, because that attitude basically caused chaos in the national parks and led to the national parks having to really establish really strong educational programs for people with how to interact with wildlife in a safe way for both the wildlife and for humans.
Well,
in
Glacier, grizzlies killed two people in 1967, and it was in a similar sense because of this cavalier attitude towards the wildlife in the park. And after the deaths of those two people, the National Park Service really did kind of pull their act together and change a lot of things about how they educate people about wildlife.
All right, so the next pick is Wild Yellowstone, Episode 2, which is Grizzly Summer.
Now, the Yellowstone Cubs...
Speaking of grizzly...
The Yellowstone Cubs is like the goofy Disney version of Yellowstone from the 60s, which has plenty of charm and interest. This is like the modern National Geographic take on the real core, the wildlife in Yellowstone, the violence, the hunting, the predatory behavior, the grizzlies eating wolves. I mean, this is a look at this park that is astonishing and breathtaking and cruel and violent and rough. And just like any National Geographic, the footage is astonishing. So if you want to see what Yellowstone National Park is like, not on the main roads, not in the touristed locations, but deep in the heart of the park, this 44-minute episode called Grizzly Summer is going to take you right there.
All right. Now, number four, we may not have known that Mickey was an RVer, but we have proof now that Disney Plus is out.
Mickey's Trailer is a 7-minute animated cartoon that is delightful. Every RV owner should be required to watch Mickey's Trailer. Even though it's only 7 minutes long, you can watch it over and over again. And I think that's part of the magic of the old Disney cartoons, is that you can watch them 100 times and then you'll notice little quirky details and jokes that you didn't notice the first time. So I watched this one again for this podcast, and I was like shocked. Mickey owns a toy hauler. His little trailer is an RV. The back door drops down, and then he pulls out in like a car or something.
So is this the very first pop culture toy hauler that we can find reference to
I honestly think
archives?
Walt Disney invented the toy hauler.
The toy hauler.
And Walt Disney actually does the voice for Mickey in this wild ride. So Mickey starts out, he wakes up in his trailer, and he's camped in a dump. And then the trailer loses control and takes off on this crazy trip in the mountains. Do not watch this for safety advice about how to tow a trailer. It is filled with all kinds of crazy, zany, quirky mishaps. I adore this little cartoon.
All right. Well, we have more picks from the new Disney Plus to come. But first, we just want to pause and thank our sponsors, Bass Pro and Cabela's. It is officially holiday shopping season, and Bass Pro and Cabela's can be your one-stop shop for everybody on your list with everything from camping, you know, real camping gear like the Polar Cap coolers, camp chairs, outdoor camp kitchens, cast iron, but also you've got great socks and hiking boots and flannels.
Warm cozy
and
hats.
Exactly. All of that kind of stuff you can get there. Everything from stocking stuffers to great presents under the tree. Now, you'll want to go now during Santa's Wonderland. It's running through December 24th. Every individual store has their own unique take on this, but what you will find is a free photo with Santa. You'll find crafts, free crafts, other events going on. Our kids have a really great time at Santa's Wonderland. It's a fun stop for us during the season for sure.
After we record this podcast, we're heading there.
All right. Okay. And now you can go to Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's online also to get your holiday shopping done there.
Okay, number five, Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers. It's a 23-minute episode, season one, episode four, exasperating. As I was putting this list together, Wesley was just watching Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers, and I look up, and there's a whole gigantic scene with RVs and an RV. And I was like, well, this is a gift from heaven because I would have never found this otherwise.
But he's been binging Roadster Racers.
It's a good cartoon to begin with, but it's so cool. This has, yet again, a scene with a runaway trailer. It's a runaway teardrop trailer. It's Goofy's trailer, which also doubles as a hot dog stand. It's a tiny trailer on the outside, and it's a gigantic restaurant on the inside.
What everybody dreams of.
It's what we all want in an RV. And it's like an allusion to the original Mickey's trailer, because the trailer takes off on this wild ride, but yet in a very modern twist, Minnie Mouse is the hero, and she goes chasing after the trailer and gets it back under control. On the way, they pass by an RV dealership filled with cute little teardrop trailers. And again, it's almost like a little redo of that original Mickey's trailer. And it's like a 6-minute scene embedded in the middle of this episode of Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers. The animation's delightful and it's really, really fun.
All right, we'll leave the animation behind for a minute and go into our sixth pick, which is Into the Grand Canyon, another natural documentary.
Yeah, and it's there's a whole section of National Geographic content in Disney Plus. I mean, so there's just like dozens of these things. This one's called, as Stephanie mentioned, Into the Grand Canyon. The footage, like Free Solo with Yosemite, the footage of the Grand Canyon in this is worth watching just to see how beautiful the Grand Canyon is in different seasons.
Well, we also recommend always doing this kind of viewing with your kids before you go anywhere on those summer trips, because it really does get them excited in our experience for the adventure ahead.
100% true. So this one's about this zany photographer named Pete McBride, and he's concerned that the Grand Canyon is at risk because there's the threat of development on the edges and outskirts of the park. So he sets out to draw attention to this, but he wants to thru-hike the entire Grand Canyon. And he enlists his writer friend, Kevin Fedarko, his buddy, to do this with him. And what they keep saying over and over again is fewer people have done this than have walked on the moon. So there's a tiny handful of people that have thru-hiked the entire Grand Canyon. And by thru-hike, I mean in one continuous hike. So he sets out with his buddy to do this, and it's a complete disaster. They completely fail. The pictures of blisters on their feet,
ew,
disgusting. So they have to quit and go back home with their tails between their legs. And he's just embarrassed. His friend's mad at him. His friend's girlfriend leaves him after he gets back home because apparently thinks he's a nut job, Fedarko's girlfriend. But then they recalibrate the whole mission. And they decide instead of doing a through hike, they're going to hike it in portions and they're going to see the park during different seasons. So they kind of come up with a new angle. And it's a lot of fun. These guys are, you know, charming, funny, goofy characters. And the footage, again, of the Grand Canyon is absolutely astonishing.
All right, number seven is The World According to Jeff Goldblum. And this has been a hit around the house family-wise, too.
Yeah, so I hesitated to put this one on here because the particular episode I'm going to recommend has not come out yet. And I was actually nervous about whether I could mention it because I don't want to get sued by Disney. But I went online and there's pictures and images of this episode. So The World According to Jeff Goldblum is this kind of quirky show where the famous actor kind of goes behind the scenes and discovers the secret history of everyday objects.
Like jeans, sneakers, tattoos, things like that. And of course, he's just so warm and heartfelt with his questions and his connection with the people in these shows.
Very
likable. That's what he is.
And it's unexpected. Like, you're like, well, what do I need to know about sneakers? And all of a sudden, you're like learning all these cool things about sneakers. So episode 8 is going to be about RVs. And it's not out yet. And Disney, don't sue me because you've put pictures up.
But we have, the inside scoop.
And well I don't want to give that part away.
There's a reason why we knew about this.
Yeah,
episode.
We know about some of the things he does, but I don't want to say that. Okay, so keep your eye out for this show. It's a cool show to begin with, and episode 8, which should be out any week now, is going to be all about Jeff Goldblum exploring the world of RVs. So there are our 7 great Disney Plus shows. Now
anybody has any other. Okay. Fun, right? Like the documentaries, the camping shows, whatever. Tell us in our Facebook group over at the RV Atlas Facebook group.
Yeah, because I can still add more, not to this podcast, but I could add more to the blog post. And if you want links to the, you know, some of these shows, there's a whole blog post on the RVAtlas.com. Or if you're just driving right now and you forgot what the 7 shows are, drop us an email. Let us know if you found anything else. And Stephanie, you saw Free Solo. Which one can I get you to watch with me next?
Oh, I've got to see the little grizzly cubs romping through Yellowstone
cubs. It was really charming.
On a particularly rough day, at the end of the day, I'll do that.
I really did enjoy it. Thank you, everybody.
All right, everybody.
We'll see you
at the campground.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.